The U.S. religious freedom head is silent on Egypt. Rebel violence is mounting in southern Sudan in advance of independence. And a ministry to China lives out the story of the red thread. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 12 people are dead and churches have been torched as Muslim extremists have again lashed out against minority Christians. We told you about the story yesterday. However, the United States government has yet to talk about it, says Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey.
I've looked for any type of statement by Dr. Susan Johnson Cook, the new ambassador for international religious freedom, and I haven't been able to find any statement by her. Which, you know, is a little surprising to me because Egypt is one of the top countries where there's been more violence against the religious minority, especially since President Mubarak was ousted.
Vesey says two radical Muslim groups are vying for power. If either succeed, she says you could see another Iraq.
A lot of Christians are considering leaving the country at this point. Christians aren't sure when they're going to be attacked and that they can be attacked under false accusations. I think it's definitely going to impede the spread of the gospel and make people a little more nervous about sharing the gospel freely.
Elsewhere, fighting has killed more than 80 rebels and civilians in southern Sudan. Sources say rebels killed 34 people while trying to loot cattle. Cattle herders retaliated, killing 48 rebels. South Sudan's peaceful secession has ironically cost hundreds of lives already. Still, Africa Inland Mission says the church is thriving. The official June 9th secession has caused violence, but will likely open doors wide for more ministry. Pray for believers to be safe and bold in the interim. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pluralism and universalism have become a problem both in and outside the church. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore says the American church has shifted from a theological-based doctrine to an action-oriented one.
So the major theological casualties of that are naturally the great eschatological categories of heaven and hell, the new world, the return of Jesus, the judgment day, these kinds of things. And because of that, the ultimate endgame, if you will, of the universe is often ignored. There's no sense of urgency for the salvation of souls.
InterVarsity's college ministry has seen an increase in openness to the idea that everyone will eventually be saved. Moore warns,
people gravitating toward that which is easy, that which is more appealing to our American lifestyle, the consequences of that could potentially be disastrous.
InterVarsity has successfully combated these false doctrines with truth, however, and their ministry is seeing more come to Christ than ever before. Pray this continues. Next, community is an important part of Chinese society. However, with China's emerging economy, that's changing. China Partners' Eric Berkland explains.
Young people want to go to the big cities to get wealthy, and they have a huge migration to the major cities. So that's an issue now for the local churches. How do we deal with that in a pastoral care type situation or pastoral counseling?
The shift in population means that urban churches are dealing with a whole new set of challenges to ministry. China Partner has been asked to equip a new group of church leaders this week. They'll be training in three new cities, two in the north and one in the south. They'll be covering discipleship training, biblical leadership, and pastoral care.
These three have churches attached to them, or they're part of the church ministry. And so in these three locations, they will be inviting lay pastors from their neighborhood, from their county areas, to come for some short-term training.
And the Evangelical Free Church of America is sending teams to Alabama after a tornado ravaged the area. Teams have been organized to be on the ground for the month of May initially, assessing a longer-term response in partnership with other ministries. All EFCA churches and members of the area are okay, but friends and co-workers have been impacted. Pray for believers to be living manifestations of Christ to those in need. You can help serve in Alabama. Our website has that information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett's offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.